Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Minocqua Lakeshore owners are being put on notice that a state waterway marker permit is needed before they can place a buoy in the lake. Minocqua town officials took up the issue Tuesday night with Wisconsin Conservation Warden Tim Ebert and the town's boat patrol officer in attendance. Town Chair Mark Hartsheim says buoys are being illegally placed along the shorelines.
What we're seeing on the Minocqua chain, and it could be happening on other lakes in town too, I don't know, is these large orange balls being placed in front of people's piers as if to create a fence carving out their territory on the lake. And I think we all know that the surface waters of the lake are owned by the state of Wisconsin and are available to everybody.
But audience member Gerald Mater surmises the buoys are in response to problems caused by wakeboard boats, which are becoming more popular.
There's one out there that's half the size of the Queen Mary. It's robin egg blue and white. It makes a wave that's got a curl on the top for 300 yards in the middle of the lake. Those things are detrimental to your shoreline. You go around the lake, there's more trees leaning in this lake than there's ever been at any one time. And those people with those orange balls out there, you're forcing them to do something to save their property. It's not something they don't care what much of the lake they own. They don't want their shoreline washing away.
The Minocqua Boat Patrol officer will determine who owns the illegally placed buoys and turn the names over to the warden. Ebert says he'll contact the owners to see if the buoys can be removed. If they're not, a citation could be in the works. Opposition to using county highway right-of-way for a bicycle trail in Manitouish waters was expressed to the Vilas County Highway Committee this week by a group of business and property owners led by Lee Stengel. They didn't want the county to approve a proposed paved bike path along Highway K to Highway J, where the trail would go through their front yards. They suggested the bicycle group pay for paving a 3-foot shoulder on the county highway instead. Stengel says they will ask the bike group to use town roads rather than the county highway, and they refuse to consider it. The group also expressed concern over maintenance, pointing out other paved routes in Manitouish waters had tree roots pushing up the pavement, causing serious accidents. They asked who would be in charge of maintenance, since no one seemed to take that responsibility. The matter was referred to the Forestry Committee. The Rhinelander City Council this week put more enforcement into the city's sign ordinance, and business owners would be cited. Fire Chief and Inspector Terry Williams says prior to Monday's vote, if a business left a building and left their sign on the building, the inspection department would order the sign being taken down. If it wasn't taken down, the city would hire a contractor to take the sign down, but Williams said there was an easier way from the city's perspective.
Well, that's not something that's in my budget, so I would have had to go to finance and ask for money each time to do this. It would be easier if we were able to issue citations when people don't take it down. It's a reinforcement to take their sign down or deal with the sign.
Alderperson Dawn Rogg says when people come to town and see the sign up, but the abandoned business isn't open, they get complaints about it. The ordinance allows the business owner 90 days to remove the sign, but once ordered, it has to be removed in 10 days after that. The council approved the change in the ordinance, allowing for the citations. And the Oneida County Board Tuesday approved notifying the state of the intent to operate as an aging and disability resource center and give notice to withdraw from the current ADRC of the North Woods. The vote was 16-4. Both agencies operate out of the same building next to Triggs and Rhinelander. Department on Aging Director Diane Jacobson.
The big question is, why should we fully merge the ADRC services and ADRC services into one agency? There are three top reasons. Number one, merging into one entity is the best model for delivering these services. Number two, a merged agency offers improved customer service. And number three, merging into one entity is a better use of resources, allows Oneida County local control to maximize funding and services for our citizens.
But regional ADRC manager Teresa Poe did not favor the merger.
Aging employees and ADRC employees each have very distinctive roles, and a customer may have to see multiple workers depending on what their issues are, and this will not change. You have been told that it's a burden to be put on the citizens to try to figure out which agency they need to contact depending on what services they need.
Once approved by the state, the new name of the Department on Aging will be the ADRC of Oneida County. The ADRC serves Oneida, Vilas, Forest, and area tribal communities. Checking the weather, showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm late. low 63, chance of rain 80%. Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, again 80% chance of rain, high near 70. Chance of showers Thursday night, then Friday partly sunny, high 73. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.